This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name's Cherish. I live in southern Georgia on the coast. I was just listening to your Butterflies Die episode, and I've been listening for a little while, and this is the first time that, you know, things have kind of lined up with what I've been going through. I've never really talked to anybody about it because, you know, they kind of look at you crazy when you try. And this started when I was little. We had just moved into the house my family built when I was about 4, and I would be upstairs playing in my room. My door would be open, and I would see things dart past my door out the corner of my eye. And, you know, after just moving in, my sister and I, our bedrooms were next door to each other, and she's 7 years older than I am, and so, you know, she wouldn't really play tricks like that on me when I was little. We didn't play a lot together because of the age difference. But, you know, thinking your sister's up to antics, I would get up and check, and she wouldn't even be upstairs. And it's not like she could have snuck downstairs really quick, because with it being a fresh house, freshly built, our stairs squeaked really bad. The wood would squeak. And this is one of my earliest memories. You know, it would happen often. And coupled with that, I would hear my name being whispered, and then I would see the darting out of the corner of my eye, and sometimes I would see a face. And after a while, I'd stop getting up to check because I never felt threatened. I was never scared. It was just this weird thing that I put up with and didn't really think to tell my family. Why would I? I wasn't afraid. It wasn't something that I would remember. Oh, you know, hey, Mom, hey, Dad. I saw people out the corner of my eye. I just never thought about it. That stopped when I was about, I guess, 7 or 8, when I stopped playing, you know, Barbies and dolls and stuff like that. But I was always terrified of the dark. Don't know why. To this day, I'm still pretty afraid of the dark. You know, my friends tease me, oh, you're an adult and you still won't go outside at night? Damn straight. I just have this sinking fear that there's something out there that I can't see that's going to get me. Never outgrew it. When I was little, I had to have a nightlight in my room or I wouldn't sleep. And I've outgrown that. I feel okay indoors if it's dark. You know, I sleep just fine now. But when I was little, I had these horrible, horrible nightmares. And I think I get this from my dad. We both have vivid dreams to where we can smell, we can taste, we can feel. And sometimes we honestly mistake dreams for memories. Not very often, but that's how real they are. And this one dream still resonates with me from when I was little, that I was asleep. I was probably about 6 at this age. And in my dream, my body was heavy, and there were these big, grown, like, muscular men hitting me, like, beating me. Why would a little girl have this kind of a dream? And anytime they made contact, especially hitting me in my face, these bright lights would flash in my dream. And I woke up terrified. And I remember laying in bed going, Mommy? Daddy? And I went screaming across the house to my parents' room. And needless to say, I slept in their bed that night. And I do remember several times sleeping with my parents because of really bad nightmares, but that was the only nightmare that I still remember as an adult, because a lot of times you wake up and you almost instantly forget your dream, but for whatever reason, this one has stuck with me for over 20 years now. Nothing else really happened in the house, but then when I became a teenager, I would notice lights would flash around me, and it's not just at my house. It actually almost never happened at my house, but it would be out in public. And I was almost always by myself, but buildings would flash. The lights would start to flicker, or lampposts would flash. And we have a really, really big bridge here called the Sydney Lanier Bridge, and there's lights across the entire thing. It's big enough that they do a 5K run every February here, just to give you an idea of the size. And I was driving over it late one night, probably around 11 o'clock or midnight, And as I get to the bridge, you know, not a lot of traffic, I get to the first light, and the light flickers out as I drive under it. And, you know, a light flickering here or there, not that noticeable. But as I passed every light, the light would go out, and then once I had gone driven past it, the light would come on. And just as I'm getting to the next light, that light would flicker out and then come back on as I passed it. And the entire bridge did that. So that was a little freaky. Then, you know, a little bit faster, I'm in college. And, you know, I'm starting to talk to this guy like, you know, young love. You hang out till 2, 3 in the morning. You're young. You do that kind of thing. And we're out on campus. I went to Georgia Southern University. And it's 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We're by one of the big rotundas, like one of the main buildings on campus. And, you know, we get close to it. We sit down on a park bench, just talking, getting to know each other. And the whole building starts flashing. Not like, you know, the lights under the overhang or something like that. The entire building. And, you know, the guy I was talking to was like, that's kind of weird. And I'm freaking out because this kind of stuff happens all the time. And he notices my change in behavior and he's like, hey, what's up? And so, you know, I'm reluctant to tell him I like this guy. I don't want to scare him off, think I'm crazy. But finally, I'm like, you know, this kind of stuff happens to me a lot. Like, lights flicker, that type of thing. And, you know, he kind of laughed. But as we sat there for like another hour at least, the whole building continued to flicker. We ignore it. Nothing else weird is happening. You know, I try to ignore it as best as I can, continue with the conversation. And, excuse me. And we go to leave, and as we start walking away, the further we get from the building, the less it starts to flicker. And finally, at a good distance, it stops altogether. The lights come back on. Nothing happens anymore. And so the last, you know, odd thing that I can remember happening, I'm out of college. I'm back in my hometown. I'm going to see a friend. It was wintertime, so it got dark kind of early. Again, weird stuff always happens at night for me. Wonder why I'm afraid. And driving to a friend's house, and I don't really know what to think about this. I have a hard time believing it myself. There's like this globe of light floating over one of the marshes I have to drive by. And it's just hanging there. I'm like, is it a helicopter? What's going on? You know, not really paying too much attention to it. And as I get closer, this thing just falls from the sky, like, faster than you would think, like not just like something was there and then it fell, like it plummeted to the ground into the marsh and the light went out. And I'm like, there's no way I'm the only one that sees this. And like traffic's just going on as usual, not that there was that much to begin with. But what the heck? Like, what is this thing? So this is kind of a culmination of things that have happened that are odd over my life. You know, you guys are great. I love that you analyze at the end of every story. Hey, you know, it could be this, it could be that, or it could be completely paranormal. And I'm the same way. Like, anytime something happens, I try to rationalize it in my mind. I totally, totally believe in the paranormal. You know, this stuff creeps me out, but I'm still fascinated. But at the same time, like, I'm trying to constantly find a reason for strange things to happen. Anyways, thanks for listening to my story. You guys are great. I've been listening for a few months now, and I hope to be an EPP soon. Thanks. Have a great day.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.